You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the co-director of Young Adult Ministry, along with our other co, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Kate. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
On a summer day like this, we better be good.
Excellent, and great. A very good morning to all of our listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. We are going to do somewhat of a kickoff for Theology on Tap today. Theology on Tap is our summer speaker and discussion series aimed specifically to people in their 20s and 30s, as is our office. We are the outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, married and single.
Right.
But we thought today we'd just do a little snippet of what young adults are in store for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So we are going to be in touch with some of our key speakers, and we're just going to give people a sense of what's going to happen at Theology on Tap.
So if I suppose we had to do a marketing word for this show today, Kate, we would call it a taste of Theology
there,
on Tap.
A taste of the tap, yes.
So what we're going to do today, as Kate has mentioned, is connect over the telephone with some of the wonderful people who are speaking in Theology on Tap during this summer season. It begins on Sunday, this coming Sunday.
July 13th, Father Cusick. There you go.
And it's going to end with a wonderful celebration, Mass on the Grass, presided by Bishop Frank Kane in the Quad at DePaul University at Fullerton and Racine. On Sunday, August 10th, with Mass, a picnic, celebration, dancing, beverages, and a good time. But before we get back to all of that, we're going to have to focus in the most important way on the people who make Theology on Tap happen, and that is the people who are the wisdom, the faith-filled people who stand before the young adult population in the Archdiocese of Chicago during these next 4 weeks and share with them the faith, the insights into our faith that they have.
And one of the key things that we try to do through Theology on Tap is present good, strong catechesis, which is a big church word for saying, let's talk about our faith. Let's talk about what it means to be Catholic and what Catholics believe. And our topics for Theology on Tap are based on the bishop's documents on what every adult Catholic should know.
Right.
So we are doing talks on Scripture, on church history, on signs and sacraments.
On the creed,
on
Jesus,
prayer,
the Mass.
On ecumenism, which
sure.
means speaking with other Christian faiths, on speaking interfaith dialogue, speaking with other religious tradition. So really, what does it mean to be a believer in God, and who are we as the Catholic Church?
So let's get right to it.
Let's get right to
and
it.
And our first guest this morning is no stranger to these airwaves here in the Archdiocese
of
Chicago,
Relevant Radio.
And I think on the other end of this electronic genius is Mary Louise Curry.
Hi, Father Cusick. Hi,
good
Kate.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm honored to be on your show today. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, many of you who are listening to this show, either today live or when you download it from our website, know that Mary Louise is the director of the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago and has been now for how many years?
A little more than 5 years.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
How fast it flies.
Yes. But now, Mary Louise, rumor has it that you and your hubby are wearing a different hat in some respects during Theology on Tap this year.
That's right. We're doing a talk, when I received the invitation to speak at Theology on Tap, I was just thrilled, and I went home to my husband, who is, master of great ideas, and I said, what should I talk about, and should we do something together? And I was remembering when, I would attend Theology on Tap as a young adult. Of course, I still am pretty young, but as a young single, I guess. And what would I like to hear? And Brian said, we should talk about what everybody really wants is how to find that right person,
absolutely,
how to find the love of your life. And so our talk is how to win the love of your life. And we're really excited about delivering this presentation because that's something that every young adult is really seeking. And through our experiences, we think that we have a lot of good insights to offer.
Well, I know you do. But I think the important thing here to realize, Mary Louise, is what you've said. This is probably the most important of all the issues in the young adult world,
yes,
the issue of relationships. And it's not just discovering love. It's rooting it in our values, finding people with whom we can share our faith. And, where is God connected in these situations? Because we really believe that if a relationship leads to permanence, that it's sacramental, that it's charged with the presence of the divine, and the Lord is present to us. So this is just a wonderful, I'm just so thrilled that you and Brian are doing this.
Oh, we are too. And the thing is that what I've found is that there's a lot of woundedness among young adults,
yes,
when it comes to past relationships as well. Maybe it's a sense of rejection that they've had. Maybe they've been totally used or exploited. Maybe they've exploited another. And so part of the talk will be on addressing that, because honestly, we really cannot find the love of our life unless we're really whole ourselves.
Absolutely.
So we really need Jesus Christ's healing and sometimes forgiveness for things that we've done in the past, but then to know and to move on and to say, now I am ready,
right,
to meet that right person, because that's half the battle.
Right, and we have to be able to say, I am somebody special. I am a
right.
daughter. I'm a son of God. And that's the gift we give in a relationship. And you're right. What amazes me, and Mary Louise, that Kate and I have been working in young adult ministry. It'll be 20 years on August 1st. I find it interesting that it is so difficult for so many people to enter into meaningful relationships in this society today.
Yes. There's a real fear, I think, of commitment. And
right.
And I think that a lot of that does have to do with that past woundedness. That
absolutely.
Maybe when a person was, in college or their early 20s, they thought, this is the one for me, and then, something occurred, and there was a breach of trust there, and so that is it. That is a significant part of it. And also just recognizing that God gives us the grace. Half of the important thing is choosing the right person, but the other half is surrendering to God's plan for
right.
that relationship.
Sure.
And God gives us the grace to make that relationship work if that is your vocation, to be with that person for a lifetime in marriage.
Absolutely. And that's most important. And for those of you listening, Mary Louise and her husband Brian will be at St. Mary of Vernon this Sunday. Am I correct?
Actually, I think it's in early August.
Okay, I've got the wrong week. There you go. But the week of the week of August 3rd, and that's Sunday. I'm sorry, I didn't even read my own schedule correctly. You'll be at St. Mary of Vernon, and then a variety of places throughout the diocese. And all the information on where Mary Louise and Brian will be speaking, along with all of our other speakers, can be found on our website,
which is yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. Now, Mary Louise, you know how these things fly by, these radio shows fly by. Can you just give us, a real quick summary of what you and Brian hope young adults learn from your presentation? What do you hope they gain?
I hope that they gain, first of all, some real tips on how to date. I think that there's a lot of poor quality dating going on.
Okay.
And so in terms of, placing yourself at an opportunity to find the right people, and we'll give tips for the guys and tips for the girls. And some of my tips for the girls will be like, it sounds a little bit traditional, but the guy needs to pursue. A lot of times nowadays, women are really aggressive, and then they try to kind of get their hooks into the guy, and then they try to pressure him to propose. But really what you want is to set it up so that you're you're around the men a lot. You know, if you meet a guy, you want to be present, but you need to give him the opportunity to pursue, because that's really important. I mean, Brian, it worked great with us because we dated like 3 months, and then Brian proposed, and then five months later we were married. So I didn't even
when
he proposed, I was a little bit shocked. In fact, I was like, I don't know if I'm quite ready.
Wait a minute. Wow.
But that's really important, though. So there are some different aspects like that that we'll be discussing, and we'll also be discussing decisions regarding sexuality, issues like pornography that can sometimes be a barrier to having a really fulfilling relationship, you know, and some issues like that that we'll be touching on. But primarily we'll be giving tips to the men and women about how to set yourself up for real success in your relationship.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Oh, we can't wait. It's going to be a great talk. We're so excited.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, our marriage is from Theology on Tap. Brian met a friend of mine, Libby Mackey, at Holy Name Cathedral's Theology on Tap, and then she introduced us.
Oh, fabulous.
So. There you go.
So anybody looking to meet people, it's a great place to do that.
Absolutely.
So come out and hear Brian and Mary Louise the week of August 3rd during Theology on Tap. You be blessed and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Mary Louise.
Thank you.
Thank you for accepting our invitation.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
It's a hands-on learning experience for students at St. Monica Academy on Chicago's Northwest Side. We'll take you to the Archdiocese of Chicago's first environmental school, where the children are learning to think green. And Cardinal George blesses Chicago's contingent of young people who will travel to Sydney, Australia for World Youth Day. Thanks for joining us for the latest edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your archdiocese.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
And we are back with The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. And today we are talking about Theology on Tap with some of our finest speakers, just to give you all a sense of what's going to happen beginning July 13th. It's happening for 4 consecutive weeks, starting on Sunday, in 39 different places around the Archdiocese of Chicago.
That's thrilling.
It is amazing.
And one of our wonderful speakers and a dear friend, Dr. Michael Cahill. Good morning, Dr. Cahill.
How you doing, Father Cusick? Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
For those who don't know us, we're so overly formal today.
Yeah.
I've had the privilege of knowing Mike before. The year before, I joined the faculty of the seminary. Mike, in the best sense of the word, befriended me. And when I came on the faculty in 1977, he remembered my talk from the winter before, and I never forgot that. And we're both two Southside Catholics.
That's right.
Michael is from St. Barnabas, and I said my first Mass at St. Thomas More. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
All right. And, Mike, you're talking on Chicago Catholicism, and for maybe many younger people are not aware when we say you're from Barnabas, I'm from Tommy More or Little Flower, that for the longest time in Chicago and many other parts of what I would call urban America, when someone asked where you were from, You didn't give a street address. You didn't give a secular name, Ashburn or Beverly, but you named the parish. And that really became sort of one of the hallmarks of Chicago Catholicism. Now, why did you choose to speak on this? Because Catholicism is universal. It's everything. And you're focusing on Chicago Catholicism. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I think it's really important for young adults to have a sense of the church that they belong to or are considering coming back to or wanting to get more involved in or having questions about whether they want to get more involved in. And I think the history of our own church here in Chicago is incredibly dynamic, right, and has really changed people's lives. The thing that you mentioned, Q's, about parish, you know, Archbishop Fian and Archbishop Quigley were the bishops here between 1880 and 1915. Under Fian's term of 20 years, he built two parishes a year. Quigley built 12 parishes a year.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Mm,
in
wow.
a space of 12 years, there were 12 parishes going up every year.
144 parishes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the parishes that they built were ethnic parishes. There were territorial parishes that had defined geographical boundaries, but those were really Irish parishes because they spoke English. And most of the rest of the parishes were either Polish, German, Czechoslovakian, Lithuanian, Italian, et cetera, et cetera. And so people really did identify themselves by their neighborhood, but their neighborhood really was their parish, and the parish was really the center of
right.
their lives, not just liturgically, but socially,
absolutely.
Politically, and in many ways.
And economically as well. I mean, that so many of the immigrants who came here built their churches, and they were the one. Yeah, it's a wonderful history. But I think, Mike, also, isn't there another level here that there is a reputation around the country to the church in Chicago in terms of its ministry, its apostolate, its care? Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that overarches just parochial situations like parishes and talks about some of the great movements that were rooted in our own diocese.
Right. Well, what happened is when Cardinal Mundelein comes in and he sees all these hundreds of ethnic parishes, he says, we've got a lot of great things going on, but there's no unity.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing their own thing. And he began to really look for the talent in his priests, and then his priests began to look for the talent in the laity to say, can we begin to do some things diocesan-wide?
There you
and
go.
So Chicago really got a reputation for social and liturgical, you can call it liberalism, progressivism, but I think sometimes that becomes loaded words. Really what it was social action based on the mystical body of Christ. And the biggest guy behind this was Monsignor Hillebrand, who was a seminary rector in the 40s.
Right.
And he wanted to, he believed that the liturgy was about the mystical body of Christ, and that the idea was to restore a corporate sense of social action. And so many movements began, Christian Family Movement, the Catholic Interracial Council, all these movements began where priests and laity got together and began to talk in small groups, but not just to talk. The old thing was observe, judge, and act. To observe what's going on in a situation, judge what the right course of action is, and then begin to plan to do something about it. And
sure.
So we have many great Chicago Catholics, and not just in the clergy and among the religious, but people like Ed Marciniak and Russ Barta, who really were at the forefront of movements to change the church in Chicago, with a real focus on putting people and their needs first.
Now, Mike, What do you want to get across to young adults? You lay out the history. Do you have a call or an invitation or a challenge to them as a part of this Chicago church?
My challenge to them would be, this is your church, and you may feel good about it. You may be ambivalent about it. You may feel bad about it, depending on, you know, where you come from and what your experiences are. Or you may just be neutral and not know much about it, but that it really belongs to you. And that is the tradition of Chicago Catholicism that I want to get across, that this church isn't just for the religious or the clergy or the bishops. This is our church, and that if we embrace it and take leadership in it, we can change the city, we can change the world.
There you go. That we can make our contribution in Christ's name. And this is the time to do it. And Mike, if I'm not mistaken, I remember asking, you mentioned a couple other, you mentioned some of the wonderful lay leaders. I remember talking to Patty Crowley, may she rest in peace, and I said, these were the people who really caught up in the Monsignor Hillenbrand Catholic Action. They founded CFM, Christian Family Movement, which literally went around the world, small groups gathering to focus on marriage and their contribution to their family and into the world. I said, Patty, when you got this going, how old were you and Pat? And she said, oh, Father, we never looked at it that way, but I think we were about 30. They were young adults. And that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that happened is there's so many committed Catholics in their 40s and 50s. You know, when I started at Theology on Tap, I actually was a young adult, John.
There you go. There you go.
Now I'm 50 years old. Okay. And I think many times, even in my own parish, our pastor has realized, hey, I've got to get the young people involved and ask some of these old-timers to take a step back and make room for younger Catholics.
Okay. And Dr. Cahill will be out on Theology on Tap circuit beginning the week of July 22nd, beginning at St. Edmund in Oak Park. Mike, thank you. The best to you, Kathy, and your son and your daughter.
Thanks very much, Cues and Kate.
Thanks, Mike. And
God,
to our
care.
Listeners,
God,
we'll be
God
right
bless.
Back.
Megan Miller is going to World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
It's so exciting. I can't even believe it's happening.
Megan is a recent graduate of Carmel High School in Mundelein, and she'll be Relevant Radio 950 AM Chicagoland correspondent for the largest youth event in the world. Join Megan as she shares her thoughts and observations on World Youth Day and daily reports from Australia, July 15th through the 20th.
Just to be with all of those people, all of those teens from all over the world is so exciting.
You'll also be able to read Megan's insights on World Youth Day on her daily blog at Relevant Radio. 950.com.
The unity that you see there, it just shows exactly what the body of Christ and the Catholic Church is all about.
Don't miss Megan Miller's reports direct from World Youth Day in Sydney, the week of July 15th through the 20th on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
I mean, the date snuck up on me. I was counting down to it for so long, and now it's here, and it's just overwhelming.
It's just another way of bridging the gap between faith and everyday life on Relevant Radio 950 AM and RelevantRadio950.com.
Get into the swing of things this summer by golfing at a spectacular Chicago area golf course while supporting a great cause at the same time. On Wednesday, July 23rd, tee off at Cog Hill or Ruffled Feathers Golf Club. This event benefits Catholic Charities Family Services, and that covers a wide range of programs that help families during their most difficult times. Catholic Charities assists everyone in need, not just Catholics, people facing homelessness, unemployment, not being able to afford their next meal. You won't find a better cause, so sign up for this golf event or take advantage of a sponsorship opportunity. Call 312-948-6797 for more information or visit our website at catholiccharities.net/golf. It's an exciting, fun-filled day that begins with a challenging round of golf and ends with a steak dinner, raffle, and auction. Tee it up and swing away. Score one for Catholic Charities.
And we are back with more of the Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 950. I am here, Kate DeVries, with Father John Cusick, and we are talking about Theology on Tap. And that, again, is a program for people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. Complete details about the program can be found on our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. And if you're listening and you know a young adult who might be interested in coming to the program, we'd be happy to send them a newspaper with all of the details about why, when, how, where, what to go see, and when things start. Just call our office, 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473. And Socorro Perez, our wonderful administrative assistant, will be happy to mail out complete details.
And as Kate, you mentioned earlier in our program, that 39 parishes and sites are hosting Theology on Tap for the next 4 weeks. And now,
yes,
if you run the math, that's 156 evenings
Absolutely.
Of sharing the faith of Catholicism with young adult people. And it's in every aspect of the diocese, every geographical area, from as far north as Holy Family in Waukegan, way out to South Chicago, right on the Indiana border, out as far west as the far reaches of St. Alphonsus in Lamont. One of our Theology on Tap sites will be in the Polish language. Several will be in the Spanish language. The African-American community is represented, the city, the suburbs. So it's a little bit everywhere.
And as Mary Louise Curry said, what a great place to meet people. So if you are a young adult looking to meet some other great people of faith, please join us. Give it a try. Give it a, you know, just come on out. It's a wonderful talk and then an opportunity for you to talk with your peers. It's a rare opportunity to open up your faith with people who are your own age, who believe what you believe. So it's just a good, good experience.
Now, we're very lucky because this morning we are sort of roaming around doing a taste of Theology on Tap, and the tasters really are our speakers. These are the people, women and men, clergy, religious, lay, who are the people presenting Theology on Tap, according to the bishops, on the things that we believe adults should know about their faith. And if I'm not mistaken, Kate, on the phone, do we have wonderful Marco Matinage?
Good morning.
Good morning, Marco.
Morning.
How
and
are
I
you?
I am here with my coffee.
There
oh, good.
You go.
And I think
there
we,
you go.
Marco, at the same time, I think we have my older classmate, Father Frank Jenks. Would you be there?
I am here.
There you go.
Good morning,
hey,
Father Jenks.
Good morning.
This, you know?
We're
going to
have a foursome, if that's okay with both of you.
That's fine. I'm ready to tee off.
There you go. Now, Marco is at Divine Providence Church in Westchester. He is a pastoral associate there. Marco, you have hosted Theology on Tap for a number of years now, and you are giving a talk. Why don't you explain a little bit more about who you are and what you're going to speak on?
As pastoral associate here at Divine Providence, one of my focuses has been working with young adults, working with those preparing for our CIA, but primarily the last 7 years, I've been a site coordinator in Vicariate for the adult confirmation process.
Okay.
And that's where my focus and my energies go a lot, particularly in the first part of the new year as we lead into Easter. And the one topic that is really the first thing that I work with them on is the creed. And it's amazing. You get this glazed over look, and they're going, what are you talking about?
Sure.
Which is a great gift to our church. The creed is the essence of what we believe as Catholics. We say it every Sunday. We mean it. We believe it. But it really helps to have someone break it open a little bit and help us understand it.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, Kate, is we say it every Sunday, but do we really know what it means?
There you
where
go.
Does it go from just reciting it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Marco, what are you trying to get across in 30 words or less to young...
I know.
Well, on you, you know
well, at least
I mean.
We give you an hour at Theology on Tap.
Right. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's why this is the taste of Theology on Tap.
That's right. Snippet.
What is the conviction about the faith through the creed that you will stand in front of young adults and communicate to them?
The fact that in order to be... part of this mystical body, as Paul so eloquently has said many, many times, is to understand what we do believe. And I think in this day and age where we're confronted by so many things that we have to sort through, to hang your hat onto something that is really rock solid. And the creed is really rock solid.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's... at least the feedback I get from a lot of these adults is that no one ever sat down and broke it out for them. No one ever sat down and said, let's look at why it's so important to who we are as we go through our daily lives.
There you go. Now, Father Jenks, the creed on every Sunday Catholic Mass, people after the homily stand and say, we begin with that creed that Marco's mentioning, that rock-solid part of our faith when we say we believe in one God. Now, Frank, one of the most significant presentations that has been given in Theology on Tap is a celebration of Catholic Mass and an explanation in which the creed is a part of it. What makes that so attractive to young adult people?
Well, John, I think that there's a great mystique about the Mass. If you were playing a word association game and said Catholic, a lot of people might say the Pope because of the charism of our late Pope. But many people, most people, maybe in fact, would say Mass,
right,
because they're just enchanted with it, whether they're Catholics or not, whether they're practicing or not.
Right.
But when most Catholics go into a church, you know, the Mass is a ritual, and they do certain things, but they don't know why they're doing them.
Just sort of like Marco mentioned in terms of the Creed, do we know what these things are that we're saying? What is the fundament of our belief? Marco, would that be correct?
That is very correct.
Absolutely.
That is very correct.
So part of Theology on Tap is awareness. Would you say that, Frank?
Yes, definitely.
Making people aware. Now, how does the explanation of the Mass and the celebration of Mass take place?
Well, you and I, John, have been doing this for a number of years. We begin by having an explanation of some of the things that people just see when they enter church, like holy water, the altar, the candles. They go and genuflect at a pew, and we explain why we do all those things even before we begin Mass.
Right.
And then I celebrate Mass, and then you do a commentary.
There you go.
We've done it often enough, so I know when to pause, and you make a pertinent comment as to why it is we do this particular activity.
Right.
For example, when I say, let us pray, what does that mean?
Right, right.
And it has been I think most young adults, after they've experienced this, and then many, many come to this presentation because they're very curious, I think that when they come into church the next time they go,
sure,
they have a whole new understanding of what it means to participate in Mass.
And I've heard that so many times, that after that talk, nothing is the same. Mm-hmm. You know why you're doing what you're doing. You do it a little more prayerfully, a little more intentionally.
And so, Marco and Father Jenks, what we're really looking at here is giving people a fuller understanding of why we do what we do, why we say what we say, why we believe what we believe, so that they can say, oh, my God, that's what that's all about.
That's exactly it.
Right. And this is the wonders of Theology on Tap. And Father Jenks and I will be sharing the evening on the Mass, celebration of Catholic Mass and explanation the week of the third week of Theology on Tap. That's sort of the last full week of July. And Marco Matnich is going to be on the road the week before that, and that would be the third week in July. And all the information, as we keep saying on our show this morning, is found at yamchicago.org.
And, of course, Marco is hosting Theology on Tap right at Divine Providence. Marco,
and we will have John and Frank here doing the Mass.
Looking forward to it.
And we will be there on July 30th.
Excellent.
And Father Jenks is now residing at a very special place in my heart, Mary's Seat of Wisdom in Park Ridge, after many years as a pastor at St. Alphonsus in Lamont and Ascension in Oak Park. And we wish to both of you well and all the great things you do for our church.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
See you during Theology on Tap. Thanks, guys.
And to our listeners, we'll be right back.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. We hope you've been enjoying just a snippet from our speakers about what's going to be addressed beginning this Sunday, July 13th, and running for the next 4 weeks.
And this is sort of our taste of Theology on Tap.
Yes,
and it's our joy this morning to be connecting with just a handful of the over 30, 35 speakers in Theology on Tap. One of the ones who's the most interesting to me is the gentleman who is on the phone with us now, and this is the Honorable Judge Paul Beeble. Now, Judge Beeble is an amazing thing. He is the presiding judge, the chief judge of the Criminal Court Division of Cook County. And it's sad to say that it is the largest, it's a plus and a minus, the largest criminal court division in the United States of America. And Judge Beeble, besides the amazing amount of work that job entails, called me one day and said, John, I would like nothing more than to go out and speak to younger people about how my faith and my work together. Judge Beeble, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Father?
Good
We're
morning,
doing well.
Judge.
How are you?
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Doing well,
Sorry
thanks.
To pull you apart from your work today, but I think it's important for people to realize that the speakers of Theology on Tap are not just a clergy and not just a religious and not just those who work for the church, but people who work for the world in which we live because their faith goes to work with them every day. Would that be a somewhat adequate assessment?
Yes, very much so.
All right. Here's the question. You're going to be standing in front of groups of younger people, younger Catholics. What do you want to tell them? What's your command, wish, dream, challenge to them as a young adult Catholic in this world today?
First of all, I think they should realize what incredible blessings they've all received through their lives, for people, their family members, those who educated them, those they work with. I go back, and my theory will basically be based on Luke chapter 12, verse 48, where in the New American Bible it says, much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more.
Right. Wow. Wow.
I feel I've been incredibly gifted in my life for a lot of reasons, and when I speak to the young people, I'll talk about that.
Right.
And then I'll talk about people that we deal with every single day who are not nearly as gifted. We have 92 or 9300 people in our county jail right now.
Wow.
The
wow.
largest single-site jail in America.
Yes, wow.
And if you go back to their backgrounds, you'll find an awful lot of them grew up in real dire circumstances with absent parents or parents on drugs or whatever. And so I, as somebody who is involved in the criminal justice system, how do I take my giftings and translate those and make it such that people who want to free themselves of the criminal justice dilemma can do so.
Sure. Wow.
And then translate that into the everyday work world and say there are people that you will run into every day who do have problems. You're in a particular position to influence them positively. Will you do that?
There you go. There you go. Now, Judge Beeble, according to my little schedule here, which I know you have, you're going to begin the week of July 27th.
Yes.
And Judge Beeble on Sunday evening of that week is going to be speaking at the Shield Center, which is at Northwestern University, the Catholic Student Center, and then going on from there throughout the diocese.
Yes.
And I'm one of these firm believers, Judge Beeble, that people expect me as a preacher to say certain things. But when they hear it from you, when they hear it from somebody who is not wearing the collar and not working from the church, I've been a firm believer that you probably have more impact upon people than I can, because I say it and they see you standing there saying, honest to God, this guy believes this stuff. And I think you are the support we all need for the work of the laity in the world to build this better world that Christ keeps telling us to do.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that, Father, but you're one of the great preachers I've heard, so I will not pretend to be what you are.
Well, but there's a great line from Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa said to a group of people, "You can't do what I do." And they all nodded, and then she said, "But I can't do what you do either." So you see how important we both are to the plan of God.
Well, thank you.
I can't go to the 26th in California where you're sitting right now on the telephone and do what you do. And, you know, you can't go to the 12 o'clock Mass and do what I do. But if we both do our work together, and I think that's part of the call to young adults, go out and do something. Just don't do nothing, because as Luke said, you have been given a lot. And I think our responsibility is to give back.
I really believe that.
I believe that greatly. And so, folks, Judge Beeble will be standing in front of groups of young adults in our diocese beginning the week of July 27th. And, Paul, we thank you for sharing a bit of your time with us this morning, and continue to do great work to build up the kingdom of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
Father.
You very
thank
much.
You,
thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you for saying yes to us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Living a Christian life in a secular world is a challenge. The Young Adult Ministry Office invites all young adults to meet that challenge with Theology on Tap, a summer speaker and discussion series.
Theology on Tap connects people, college ages and in their 20s and 30s, married and single, for great faith-filled conversation. Theology on Tap has been serving the finest in speakers, conversation, and theology for 27 years, addressing key elements of our Catholic faith.
Topics include spirituality, sexuality, social justice, and service. We'll discuss prayer, the Mass, sacraments, the Gospels, and how our Catholic heritage can bring grace into our lives today.
Join us for Theology on Tap, now through August 8th, at almost 40 parishes and colleges throughout Chicagoland. For details, visit yamchicago.org. That's yamchicago.org.
Let's get together for Theology on Tap.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. We are delighted to bring to you some of our speakers for Theology on Tap, our summer speaker and discussion series. Again, complete details are on our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. Or you can call our office, 312-466-9473. And we're happy to send out a complete schedule to you or any young adult you know.
Now, if any of you are listening to this over the radio live or maybe over an internet connection, do you ever have a bad day? You know, when
I have bad days, Father Cusick.
You don't
ever have bad days?
You don't have a lot of pep.
Man,
well,
oh, man.
If you do, I'm going to suggest to you that you contact Sister Teresa Sullivan. I don't think, Teresa, you've ever had a bad day in your life, and you are Miss Energy, or I should say
Sister Energy. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
See, there you go. You can say good morning in a way
Sister
that
Teresa.
Sort of makes my day. And this is Sister Teresa Sullivan has been with us before, but this gives me a wonderful opportunity to toot the horn, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The Sullivan clan that lived in that little area between Evanston and Skokie, they are the children of two remarkable, remarkable people, Harold and Millie Sullivan, who are in their later years right now and not as bouncy as their daughter Teresa is. But this is my opportunity, Teresa, to thank your parents for an incredible continuing their lives of faith that they have shared with all of their children. And it's passed on to you. And Sister Teresa is going to be on the road with Theology on Tap. And what a topic. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, inviting Christ into every aspect of your life. That's wonderful. How are you going to do that?
You know, John, as you know, that comes from the Irish blessing in there.
Exactly.
It's put into music in many ways. And, you know, you hear that song and you think, oh, God, that sounds neat. And then you go off into your daily life, and it's like, oh, where'd that song go?
Yes.
But I do think that, you know, as you were saying, living a Christian life in the secular world, it's not just in the secular, in every aspect of your life. And what does that mean to really say, to me, to say Christ before me is that sense of really Christ leading me in every aspect of my life, in what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Christ behind me. And so it's that sense of the Spirit. But also, if I look at that, who's in front of me? Who's that person I'm working with, that family member, that person down the street? Can I see Christ in them also? So it's that sense of the Spirit guiding us, but also the Spirit not only goes through my, you know, speaking through my internal being, but also through those around us.
There you go.
And when I see Christ in them, what does that move me to do or to be for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we be Christ to one another?
You know, and Kate, that is so important, because when you see Christ in them, it does two things. One, on a service aspect, it calls you to reach out. But also, recognizing Christ within them, they call me. You just had that great example of, you know, you said thank you for saying, you know, the way I say good morning brightens your day. But, you know, that is so true. When you see other people and they say good morning, or they're
exactly
energetic about life, they give you that boost that you need. And
right,
hopefully we do that to one another every
right
day.
And it's not something, Teresa, and I'm sure this is what you're going to communicate, that comes from being a daughter of charity or a co-director of young adult ministry. It comes from being a daughter or son of God.
Yes.
That's our basic, and as far as I'm concerned, our ultimate identity. And we are called to live Christ's life wherever it is, whether we're the presiding judge of the criminal court division or we're running this, you know, the St. Joseph services for the poor and the needy on the West Side. That's our job.
You know, John, you say that so well, because, you know, as you say, I've been blessed by my parents and my family, and so many times people will come up to you and say, oh, Sister Teresa, it's so wonderful that you're responding to the church's vocation. And I say, I'm glad I'm doing it, but every one of my siblings, none of the others are in religious life, are also answering their vocation call.
Exactly.
And living it just as energetically in different ways in ministering to people, whether it be in the business field, in the legal
right
field, we all can live that call.
And I remember that, Teresa, many, many years ago from your mom and dad. That was their call as Catholic lay leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They lived it. They believed it. I mean, your father took it to the bench every day. Your mother took it to daily mass. It was passed on to your siblings. And that's the call of Christ. And your family has lived it out. But you're going to pass it on to young adults at Theology on Tap. And that's really a blessing.
So, Sister Teresa, when at the end of the talk, what do you hope young adults gain? What do you want them to leave with?
I guess that sense of silencing and being able to be aware of Christ's presence just a little bit more. If every day we're a little more aware of Christ's presence around us, and that listening to the Spirit, also if we're aware, if you can walk down the street today, whoever's listening to this, as you're looking at the person next to you, can you see Christ? And can you hear Christ?
Great.
Right.
Great.
And that's where Christ is present. In the
mm-hmm
in the routine, the sacred is found in the routine.
That is so true. And so many times it's the ordinary. You know, you'll have people. I don't know if you've had this experience where someone will come up and thank you for something. You're like, I did what? I
right
said what?
Oh, I'm glad that was helpful to you. I didn't even realize.
Now, Sister yeah Teresa Sullivan, a wonderful daughter of charity for a quarter century, will be speaking the week of July 27th at Theology on Tap. and to find out the locations where Sister Teresa will be pouring forth the energy of Christ, you can go to our website, yamchicago.org. Sister, thank you so much. Continue to do magnificent things for God in the work that you do.
And thank both of you, and I look forward to meeting some wonderful young adults this year again.
You will.
Excellent.
And thanks
thank
for
you.
Saying yes to our invitation.
And we will be right back.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Catholic Charities is providing the community health fair with free medical services to Chicago area residents on Saturday, August 23rd at St. Francis of Rome School, 1401 South Austin Boulevard in Cicero. The health fairs are free to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Social service providers will also be on hand to offer a one-stop shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to help these health fairs run smoothly. Please call Arlene Irvin at 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. Here's wishing you good health from Catholic Charities.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. It's been our joy to present some of our speakers for Theology on Tap this summer, the program for people in their 20s and 30s, married and single, happening throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago and happening somewhere very close to you. So we're happy to give you all of that information. You can look it up on our website, yamchicago.org, or give us a call and we'll mail out a full schedule, 312-466-9473. But before we go, Father Cusick, you want to do the honors?
And to bring our Theology on Tap, Taste of Theology on Tap show to a close today, we have one of our wonderful, wonderful speakers. He's a retired priest, but I have a hard time seeing Father Bill O'Shea as a retired anything. So, Father O'Shea, we welcome you to the Light Show this morning.
O'Shea from St. Philip Neri here.
That's right. We who are very provincial here in Chicago put you on loan to the Joliet Diocese for all of your active priesthood, but now we sucked you
we
back
got you
in.
Back.
Right. That's wonderful to be back.
Good
Father
morning,
O'Shea,
Father.
Most recently, up until a year ago, was pastor of St. Margaret Mary in Naperville, and Father O'Shea is someone I've looked up to for many, many years, because if anybody, to me, is a born teacher, has a passion for the faith and an understanding of it and can communicate it well, it has been for many, many years Bill O'Shea. And I don't think, Bill, there's a topic I could give you that you could not give a magnificent presentation to young adults.
Well, thank you, John. I've enjoyed the at least 15 or 20 years I've been doing it.
Right.
But this one about the Gospels is one that's very close to my heart.
Okay. This year the topic is How the Gospels Were Written. Bill, give us a thumbnail. Where are you going with that?
Well, there's two approaches. The fundamentalist approach says you open the Bible and you get to understand it because God wrote it for you. The skeptical approach says, well, how can we know this really happened? But I think modern biblical scholarship has really opened this up for us and given us a way of getting into it. Sunday's Gospel. why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus says, the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom is given to you, but not to them. And the fundamentalists look at that and say, well, that's what we believe. Jesus isn't for everybody, just our in-group. And the skeptics say, why would he say something as foolish as that, that I'm teaching so that they don't understand? But if you break that open a little bit, and it can be done in about 20 minutes, you begin to realize that Matthew's audience is very different from the crowd that Jesus spoke to on the hillside in Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
A lot had happened in between, and they're dealing with the issues that face the community. You know, it was back in 1960 under Cardinal Meyer that the Summer Biblical Institute started in Chicago. It was the first chance for lots of priests to kind of catch up to modern scholarship. And that went from 60 to 72, and it was a great boon to our church.
Sure, sure. And so your wisdom, Bill, is to pass on to young adults. How do we as Catholics, how are the Gospels written, and how do we approach them? Would that be correct?
Exactly right.
Right, right.
And it's found in the beginning of Luke's Gospel, where he talks about original eyewitnesses became teachers and handed it down to us.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And that process is continuing.
Right, and the us happens to be us.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. When you're up there on 12 o'clock Mass, you're the one handing it on again.
That's right. And then we're asking those who come after us, hand it on again and keep Christ alive and live Christ, not just keep it alive.
Right.
That's important. And Father O'Shea will be traveling around the Archdiocese of Chicago the week of July 20th.
Right, St. Mary of Vernon.
There you go.
St. Gregory the Great and St. Benedict.
St. Gregory the Great in Edgewater and St. Benedict in Old Irving Park.
Yes.
And so if the question about the Bible, or if those of you who might be young adults listening to this saying, you know, my fundamentalist friends say, if it's in the Bible, that's it, and you quote it and you walk away, and if that leaves you sort of saying, well, is there a Catholic way to look at this? And the answer is yes. And we invite you to seek out Father O'Shea and to have a wonderful evening as he shares with us how the Gospels were written and how we as Catholics approach the Bible. I think that's what we're really all about.
That's right, John.
Great. And we wish you well, Bill, and continue to do great things. You're one of... to me, you're the great encyclopedia of Catholicism that on whom I can call.
There you go.
And we're very lucky and blessed to continue to say yes to our invitations to be a part of Theology on Tap.
You're very kind, but I love doing it.
I know you do. That's why I can tap you,
because
you know it's a hobby for you. Some people play baseball. Some people talk up their Catholicism.
That's right.
And we're blessed. The best of health. Do great things, and we'll see you on the Theology on Tap circuit.
Thank you.
Thanks,
God bless
Father
you.
O'Shea.
Thanks, Father O'Shea.
So there we have it. That's lots of wisdom from wonderful people. We have a faculty of about 80 speakers. They'll be roaming around the Archdiocese. It all begins this coming Sunday, July 13th. Again, it happens at 39 places. Something's got to be close to you or a young adult that you know, and we strongly appreciate your encouraging them to attend Theology on Tap. And if you're a young adult yourself, by all means, come and check it out. It's a great place to update your own faith, learn more about what it means to be Catholic, and meet some wonderful people.
We have a limited number of print newsletters with all the Theology on Tap information on it, but it might be too late to get that out to many people at the beginning of the program. If you'd like a print one, you can call our office at 312-466-9473, or you can get access to all of it, the biographies of our speakers, parishes, directions, topics, times, places, at yamchicago.org. And we save the best to last.
We're also having a finale celebration at the end of the program, Sunday, August 10th. We'll be at DePaul University outdoors for a Mass on the Grass at 2 o'clock and a picnic following. Again, we'll get you complete details on our website, or you can call the office if you send us an email at yam@yamchicago.org. Again, we can get you connected.
Bishop Frank Kane will be presiding in our Theology on Tap Mass. One of our co-presiders is Bishop Roger Caffer from the Diocese of Joliet.
Yes.
And some of the priests from around the Chicago area. We hope to see you in the next 4 weeks as we tap into the Catholic faith.
Have a great day.
Have a great day and a wonderful summer. See you in August.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.